weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Wine Review with Nigel Beaumont.
And we welcome Nigel back to the Cambridge 105 studio with news of wine from France.
And what better source of wine? But this is a relatively unknown part of France. So everyone knows Bordeaux. A lot of people know Languedoc because they produce a large volume of wines. But in between the two is a very fertile area, which is effectively in the river valleys of the Lot, the Tarn, and the Aveyron rivers. And so it's quite fertile both for vines and also for other things such as walnuts and plums. They have very big plum orchards as well. So it's a really lovely, picturesque part of the country. And it has a long, long history in winemaking. In fact, it goes back to Roman times, the first vines having been planted in 50 BC. Cahors, which is really the best known part of the region, is an AOC in its own right, and produces a wine which is very familiar to people, which generally people think come from South America, which is the Malbec. But it originated from the Cahors region.
And Malbec's red, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes, yes, a dark, plummy...
Yeah, might have had a little over the years.
But it's become... the South American, Argentina and Chile have more or less adopted it as one of their major grapes.
So what do? They just, like, stealed the idea, planted a few few bushes and off they went?
I don't think it was quite like that. I think they recognised that it would grow quite well within the climatic conditions.
Right, so like similar kind of climate between the two.
Yeah, so... And it's been very successful, but... You know, it's little known that actually it is quite its origin is in this area, and it is quite a big production grape in the Cahors area. So, as I was saying, that it is the principal grape, but there are a number of others, but all names which may not be recognisable to the British wine drinker. I'll just run through a few of them, and they're Brocolle, Duras, Morzac, Negrette, and Malbec there is called Auxerrois. So they don't even call it Malbec, just to confuse you.
Oh, that's very helpful.
It's interesting because it actually has its own climatic conditions as well. Because it is actually fairly close to the Pyrenees, it has quite a Mediterranean climate. So it has a warm wind which actually dries out the grapes and makes it a particularly good area for growing them. So just going on to the wines that you can actually get there, it's principally reds. As I say, Malbec mainly in blends. Often you'll find it blended with Merlot, and we sampled some very good examples of that while we were actually there. And I was saying that there is some very good value food to be had there as well. You can actually go out and eat for 17 to 20 euros, three-course, high-quality meal. So you can match it with some really nice, high-quality wine as well, which we indeed...
Which presumably doubles the price of the bill, I suspect.
well, it does, but it's when you're on holiday, it doesn't really matter. So it's not a big white wine area. Some of the grape varietals you can find are Morzac, Muscadel and Ondenc. They're all fruity, quite sweet, and often you'll find them in a sweet blended wine rather than in a normal drinking wine. Just speaking about Cahors, it's an appellation exclusively for red wines, and it has to be 70% Malbec actually to qualify. And normally it'll be teamed up or blended with Merlot or Tannat, two grape varietals which are fairly well known in France. The characteristics of Cahors wines are robust reds, deep coloured, powerful taste, which is strong on the blackcurrant and other red berry flavours. So very, very characteristic, very smooth, low in tannins, just a nice drinking red wine. Other areas which produce wines which you might be able to pick up are Galac. This covers a range of red, rosé and dry whites, also some sweet whites. Dry white Galac is best known internationally. Reds from this region are traditionally much lighter and much more spicy in character. Fronton is another name you might pick up, mainly red wines, increasingly producing rosés as well. Principal grape is the Negrette, which is blended with Cabernet, Syrah or Gamay, and these wines are also lighter than Cahors and well-suited to social drinking. Finally, you might pick up the name Marcillac. It's a small appellation producing a few reds and rosés. So you can look out for them, although I did do a fair amount of research trying to find some examples which I could actually put on the website, and they are fairly few and far between.
I was wondering, because as you went through that list, there wasn't anything which jumped out in a kind of, no. I've seen that on the supermarket or in one of the local independent wine distributors. I just haven't seen, don't recognise those names. Can they be found in the city?
Yeah. And there's a couple of examples. You know, I mean, Sainsbury's stock some, Waitrose stock some, Cambridge Wines have as well, mainly Cahors. Because the others are much, much smaller, much more nichey, I think.
Is that simply they don't have the distribution, really?
I think that's
right.
And as we've spoken about before, supermarkets will actually provide the wines that most people want. So they'll fill their shelves where the greatest demand is. And so if you go to Cambridge Wine, for example, they will have a few Cahors. But on the web, of course, you can source any type of wine if you're happy to actually shop on the web, because you can get local suppliers in France who will ship it to you and so on.
Mm.
I just thought I'd mention, because obviously we speak about wine and food matching, and in fact there's some very good matching that goes on, some characteristic dishes which you get in that area. The cassoulet, I'm not sure if you've come across that, Julian?
You know, I think I might have done, at least I think I have, but I can't remember anything else about it other than the name.
It's a stew of white beans and meat. Often you'll get the Toulouse sausages, which are very spicy.
Yes, I think that's where I've come across it.
It goes very well with the Cahors, so remember that next time you do that.
I'll try.
Of course, there's a big foie gras area, and it matches well with sweet white wines and fruity reds, which are also characteristic of this region. Confit de canard, which is a duck dish, goes very well with the reds. And the second most visited location in France is Rocamadour, which is an amazing place stuck up on the top of a hill, a castle, and it produces a goat's cheese, which is very, very well known. And the reds from Fronton and from Galac to go very well with that as well. So just picking out some
I love goat. Can I just put on the record, I love goat's cheese.
Yes, well, so do I. It's one of the reasons I really love France, apart from the wine as well. So as I say, there's a number of reds that I have been able to find from Sainsbury's, Waitrose and Cambridge Wines, which will go on the website. But I think in general terms, you need to go on the web and search them out.
Interesting. You mentioned that particular part of France, southwest, is different from the other wine producing regions of France, and I'm wondering, is it simply geography and soil and sunshine and all those other factors which normally come into play, which is the reason behind it, as simple as that?
Those are very simply the different things that affect the characteristics of the wine. Mm. It's stuck between, Bordeaux, which is very Atlantic, and Languedoc, which is very Mediterranean, and it's in the middle of that. It tends more towards the Mediterranean climate than the Atlantic, but it does have some very severe frosts, and not so many years ago, completely wiped out the harvest, so there is that risk. And I've also read that they have bad hailstorms, and 5 minutes of hail can completely destroy a harvest.
And
as
just
well.
Very nasty things, can't it? Quite quickly, really.
Yeah. So it's sort of stuck in this sort of climatic middle territory, if you like, and so it can be a bit risky, as was exemplified by our holiday there, which was a week when the weather was really bad. But generally, it's very, very pleasant. So,
I feel quite sorry for you, really, going all that way, and I'm forced to pass the time by drinking the local wines.
Yes, it was desperate. It really was.
As ever, Nigel, thank you very much for coming in. We'll do a podcast across the weekend at some point. If you send us across those recommendations, and we'll add them to the page. You'll find that all at Cambridge105.fm on iTunes as well. And Nigel, we'll see you again on the first Friday in November. I don't want to. I want to see you, of course, I really don't want to admit to the fact it's going to be in November.
Let's not wish time.
I'd rather not.
I look forward to it anyway.
Thanks very much, as always, Nigel. Thank you.
Cheers.